You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Congressional candidate Dana Bulter continues to make healthcare an issue in her race against John Katko. Today, she pointed out what's at stake if the Affordable Care Act continues to be dismantled, something for which she's blaming both Katko and the Trump administration.
Marketplace tax credits and coverage for 10 million people. Gone. Medicaid expansion, currently covering 12 million people. Gone. Allowing kids to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26. Gone. Ban on discrimination against women. Gone.
While such provisions are not dead yet, she notes Katko's support for the GOP tax plan helped threaten such coverage. Bulter was joined by Dr. Sunny Aslam, who works in community health clinics and has seen where medical conditions are worsened by lack of coverage.
Somebody dropped out of treatment. Somebody's medications couldn't be filled because the insurance company denied their medications. But now, thankfully, what happened was the Affordable Care Act helped with much of that. A lot of the free clinics lost a lot of their clientele with the Affordable Care Act as people were able to get Medicaid.
He's worried such patients will lose coverage, especially for pre-existing conditions, and be driven back to free clinics. Bulter is also concerned about people being denied treatment under a Republican-led Congress.
People with pre-existing conditions include people with devastating illnesses like cancer and diabetes, but they are also people with acne or asthma or high blood pressure, people who have had C-sections or are pregnant. This means going back to a time when people with chronic illness can be refused coverage and denied treatment.
Katko is also campaigning on the issue as a proponent of reform.
Now, John Katko is leading bipartisan efforts to stabilize health insurance markets and lower costs for families, ensuring more New Yorkers have access to the health care they need.
He voted against a full repeal of Obamacare, but supported the tax plan. Bulter further worries about people with addiction problems if healthcare coverage is rolled back.
There isn't nearly enough funding. We don't have enough resources devoted to treatment. One of the problems with John Katko's approach to dealing with the opioid crisis is that he treats it as a criminal problem. It is a medical problem. This is an illness, and we have to treat it as such. And if we are going to solve this problem, we have to make sure that every single person who has opioid use disorder has access to the medical care that they need.
She says she hears concerns about health care everywhere she goes. People are worried about increasing premiums and drug prices or losing coverage altogether. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.